This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Native Americans and white farmers have formed an unlikely alliance to oppose a pipeline in the Dakotas. The Cheyenne River Sioux tribe in Eagle Butte, South Dakota, has fought the construction of oil and gas pipelines in that region, working to protect sacred places where Native American forebears hunted and fished and lived and died. In many of the tribe's previous battles against pipelines, Native Americans came up against white ranchers and farmers who supported the pipelines and received fees from the developers for the use of their land. Now, Native Americans are opposing a huge new pipeline that would transport carbon dioxide across five Midwestern states: Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and North and South Dakota. But this time, the tribe finds itself in an unusual alliance with white landowners who are also against the pipeline, like Ed Fishback, a South Dakota farmer. Farmers have long supported oil pipelines, Fishback said, because we all need fuel and gas to run, but now they're realizing that maybe the Native Americans weren't all wrong. Maybe it wasn't just an issue about whether we needed something. It's an issue of protecting the environment, protecting our land, and protecting your own rights. The pipeline that Fishback and the tribes are united against is proposed by Summit Carbon Solutions, an affiliate of the Summit Agriculture Group, a global agricultural production, investment, and farm management company. The project would sprawl 2,000 miles across five states, capturing carbon dioxide before it's released into the air by 32 producers of ethanol, a biofuel made from fermented corn. Pressurized and liquefied, the carbon dioxide would flow through the buried pipeline to storage reservoirs several thousand feet underground at various locations in western North Dakota. The proposed pipeline would be the largest of its type in the world and would cost $4.5 billion. But energy experts say that safety is an issue with carbon capture pipelines. Carbon dioxide doesn't like to stay put, and the fear is that a pipeline could rupture and leak. The Native Americans have concerns about sacred tribal sites along the Summit pipeline route, while residents and ranchers question the environmental benefits of carbon capture technology, saying that it buries a problem rather than eliminating it. Questions about the safety of carbon capture pipelines arose in 2020 when a CO2 pipeline ruptured in Sartoria, Mississippi. At least two dozen residents became ill when the leak created a greenish cloud that smelled like rotten eggs. Summit plans to begin construction next August, but before that can happen, the company must gain approval from landowners and officials in all five states, including public utility commissions. Farmers and landowners in other states along the route have expressed concerns about the Summit project after other pipelines ruptured and leaked, causing problems with their crops and property. Summit says it has reached agreements with landowners covering about 47% of the pipeline's proposed route. The driver in a fatal bike crash earlier this month has been charged in the incident. David Casto, 47, was cited for careless driving resulting in death or serious injury of another person. The collision on October 4th at the intersection of Oak Street and North 15th Avenue resulted in the death of bicyclist Kelly Fulton, 40. Fulton was a Bozeman High School teacher. The driver, Casto, was driving west on Oak Street when he ran a red light at the North 15th Avenue intersection. Casto's vehicle struck Fulton, who was wearing a helmet and traveling south on 15th Avenue, with a green light. Casto remained at the scene and has been cooperating with the police investigation. Based on the information gathered during the investigation and in consultation with the city attorney's office, careless driving resulting in the death or serious bodily injury of another person was the most appropriate charge, said Bozeman Police Patrol Captain Joe Swanson. The misdemeanor carries a maximum of a $5,000 fine, 6 months in jail, or both. Casto will appear before the Bozeman Municipal Court. Captain Swanson said a death doesn't automatically result in a homicide charge. Fulton's death has led to an outcry from the local bicycling community, with a group urging more action around bike safety at Tuesday's City Commission meeting. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.